Radio StPete.com film critic Charlie Jewell reviews A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood, now playing in area theaters.
It feels like a secret, or an unauthorized peek behind the curtain, when you find out Mr. Rogers on screen was the same guy off camera. People assumed it was an act. Nobody on earth was that pure, patient, and inspired you to be a better person. There had to be an ace up his sleeve. "I just don't know if he's for real," asks Esquire investigative reporter Lloyd Vogel. 2019 audiences know the story. We saw 2018's heart-melting documentary, Won't You Be My Neighbor? The fictionalized A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood is the documentary's companion piece. They are not at cross purposes, they don't fight over the same ground, and the new one starring Tom Hanks as Fred Rogers is not regurgitative. They are both needed and welcome. Every generation, decade, and year probably feels like the worst one there has ever been. And 2019 has its fair share of supporting arguments to lay claim to that inauspicious title. Therefore, get out there and watch a film which will make you want to be a better person. And most importantly, not better for yourself, but for your fellow man. Imagine the power of a film to make you want to go out into the world and be nicer to folks. Say a kind word, be an active listener, perhaps show a little empathy. A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood will make you want to practice. Fred Rogers, played by Hanks, isn't even the main character. His presence is usually felt, but Lloyd, a reporter assigned to write a few kind words about Fred, is our protagonist, and his emotional baggage expands at an alarming rate during the course of his interview process. Co-writers Micah Fitzerman Blue and Noah Harpster did not write a biopic. In fact, they change a whole bunch of names and events in this inspired-by-a-true-story movie. In real life, the reporter was Tom Junod, and he did not punch his estranged father in the face at his sister's wedding. That sideshow was our way into the film. But don't think that this is some bastardized tale of Mr. Rogers as a goody-two-shoes psychotherapist savant. Fitzerman Blue and Harpsters took years to write this script because they sought authenticity. Fred's widow, Joanne Rogers, went along with it and opened up the archival material. Perhaps she realized the country should talk about Fred again at a time when it needs to. Neither the writers nor director, Mary L. Heller, portray Fred as a saint. He was not. Rather, he practiced a higher standard of humanity. Take the film's most pivotal scene, a scene I call one of 2019's perfect scenes. Fred and Lloyd have lunch at a diner. And Fred asks Lloyd to just take a minute to sit there and think about all the people in the world who loved him into being. Instead of a perfunctory moment of silence or transitioning into a flashback, Heller makes a peculiar, even audacious decision. She has Hanks turn and look directly into the camera. He looks straight at you and says, "Think of everyone in the world who loved you into being." And you do. The movie pauses and sits there for what seems like an entire minute, and it's silent. The audience won't even twitch. Now that is practicing a higher level of humanity. Fred was a relatively small man, physically, and did not take up very much space in the room, but the force of his character and personality made this soft-spoken man the center of any situation, one full of an unashamed intimacy. He was soft-spoken, but not soft. There was a strength and a conviction in the man, who knew little children most of all must understand their feelings and know it is okay to be sad or get angry. Fred Rogers would probably be a terrible subject for a conventional biopic. Making him a supporting character in his own film was probably both the most risky and wisest path the writers chose. As serene and steady as Fred is, Lloyd, played by Matthew Rhys, is visceral and jaded. However, by the end of their journey, both the characters and the audience will remember how to say friend in sign language. Heller wants the audience to do a little work on our end. She wants us to commune spiritually with Fred Rogers. That moment I referred to earlier about the minute of silence, Fred actually did that in real life at the Daytime Emmy Awards. Imagine. He had a bedazzled theater full of made-up soap opera stars in the palm of his hand, having them imagine the people who loved them and wanted the best for them in life. A quick internet search will take you right to it. After that, you will most likely keep searching for other Fred moments, and perhaps we all should. Even years after his death, he continues to calm the madness and lift us up. To those who may shrug the film off because they already saw the documentary, you've only seen half the story. Writer Fitzerman Blue said it best, if you can make 10 Marvel movies a year, maybe there can be 2 Fred Rogers movies in 8 years. That is why I give A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood 4 out of 4 stars.
RadioSaintPete.com film critic Charlie Jewell is a member of the Washington, D.C. Area Film Critics Association. To read more of Charlie's reviews online, visit CharlieJewell.com.